You're listening to SBS News.
On what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyful day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging in the world. Implicitly criticizing Russia, the Pope pleaded for an end to the bloodshed and lamented the Easter of war during his address in St. Peter's Square after Mass.
May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine, so sorely tried by the violence and destruction of the cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged. In this terrible night of suffering and death, may a new dawn of hope soon appear. Let there be a decision for peace. May there be an end to the flexing of muscles while people are suffering. Please, please, let us not get used to war. Let us all commit ourselves to imploring peace, from our balconies and in our streets. Peace.
Dai balconi e per le strade, pace. Ancora, pace.
The pontiff had just finished celebrating Easter Mass in the square, packed by the faithful, for the holiday for the first time since the pandemic began in early 2020.
Solo lui può farlo. Porto nel cuore tutte le numerose.
I hold in my heart all the many Ukrainian victims, the millions of refugees and internally displaced persons, the divided families, the elderly left to themselves, the lives broken and the cities razed to the ground. I see the faces of the orphan children fleeing from the war. As we look at them, we cannot help but hear their cry of pain, along with that of all those other children who suffer throughout our world, those dying of hunger or lack of medical care, those who are victims of abuse and violence, and those denied the right to be born.
To mark Orthodox Palm Sunday, a small number of faithful gathered at the Holy Trinity Cathedral in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. The usually crowded church was partially empty after most of the city's residents fled after a recent attack on its train station killed almost 60 people. Sergei Kapitonenko is one of the priests at the church.
Because of the war, a lot of people have left our town. Many people left the town. It was evacuated. Some people went to different regions of Ukraine. Some people went abroad. People want to save themselves from the war. They ran away. Unfortunately, there are very few people left here in the town, just people who, for some reasons, can't leave. Thank God, at least in these numbers, they have come today here to the cathedral. There has been such a celebration here.
In Kharkiv, Mayor Igor Terekhov, in an impassioned address marking Orthodox Palm Sunday, lashed out at Russian forces for not letting up the bombing campaign on a sacred day.
Dear citizens, today is the 53rd day of war, the war in which we are defending our lives and honor fighting against the ruthless army of the aggressor. And also today is a big Orthodox holiday, Palm Sunday. But it looks like those who wear the letter Z do not have a cross on them.
Police in Kharkiv say shells hit a residential building and a nearby hospital, killing 5 people and injuring at least 14. The barrage slammed into apartment buildings and left the streets scattered with broken glass and other debris, including part of at least one rocket. Mayor Terekhov called on all citizens who could find shelter to do so, but if they were able to, then to leave.
Our will to live will win over the death that the Russian aggressor brings with him, but on this difficult day, we continue to evacuate people from the most dangerous regions of the city that are under ceaseless bombardment. We are moving people to places that are less dangerous because there are no longer any fully safe places in Kharkiv. There we provide a place to live, hot food, shower, medical help.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers resisted a Russian ultimatum to lay down arms in the pulverized port of Mariupol. Russia says its forces have almost completely seized the city in what would be its biggest prize of the nearly 2-month war. But Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal has told U.S. network ABC troops in Mariupol are still fighting.
No, city still is not fallen. There is still our military forces, our soldiers, so they will fight till the end. And as for now, they still are in Mariupol.
Mr. Shmihal says he and Ukrainian finance officials will seek more financial assistance this week during International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings in Washington. He says his country is currently running with a budget deficit of about $5 billion a month.
Our financial team will work next week in Washington with all the specialists and managers of World Bank, of IMF, of US Treasury, and we all will have communications and negotiations about financial support of our country.
Russia says it has control of urban parts of the city, with some Ukrainian fighters remaining in the Azovstal steelworks overlooking the Sea of Azov. Capturing Mariupol, the main port in the southeastern region of Donbas, would be a strategic prize for Russia, connecting territory held by pro-Russian separatists in the east with the Crimea region that Moscow annexed in 2014. The outskirts of the northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv also lay in ruins, with the landscape dotted with destroyed Russian military equipment, evidence of a chaotic retreat. Some 112 kilometers to the northeast of Kyiv, Cherniv bore the brunt of the early stages of the Russian invasion. The city and its surrounding region saw relentless fighting until Russian forces withdrew from the north earlier this month. About 4 million Ukrainians have fled the country, cities have been shattered, and thousands have died since the start of the invasion on the 24th of February. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.